Meanwhile, Afghanistan's army and police continue their war against Islamic insurgents. And now it turns out that some of the ammunition the Afghans have been using was made in China. That's a problem because U.S. law prohibits trade in Chinese weapons. There's another problem, too. America's ambassador to Albania allegedly tried to cover up the deal. Eric Schmidt has been reporting this story for The New York Times. He is in Washington. Eric, it is a pretty complex story. What is the big picture of what's going on here?
Well, the big picture, Lisa, here is really looking at how little oversight there is right now in the military and the Pentagon over some of the contracting procedures that are going on overseas, particularly in places like Afghanistan and Iraq. There's not a lot of regulation that goes on in this field. There are a lot of gray arms dealers in this area, and it's a very murky area that we're getting into, that the U.S. government's getting into here.
Well, the U.S. government got into this area specifically procuring through some contractors in Miami, Florida, armaments from China through Albania, by way of Albania in Eastern Europe. So tell us, why is it illegal for the U.S. to buy arms from China?
Well, as a result of the Tiananmen Square massacre in 89, there were rules and legislation put into effect that barred Americans buying and selling Chinese-made weapons, Chinese-made ammunition. The issue here is this is Chinese ammunition that was made actually in the 1960s and 70s and stockpiled in Albania. It's been sitting in warehouses there for decades. And so the question has become now, does this actually violate the law, as the Justice Department has said in its indictment last Friday of this small company in Miami Beach, or, as the company insists, that this is all basically ammunition that was bought prior to the law that had taken effect, and they should not be penalized.
So this company, AEY Inc., is apparently, even though those at the head of the company are veteran defense contractors, they are extremely young.
Yes. Well, and that was a question today on Capitol Hill at a hearing of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee headed by Congressman Henry Waxman, was how can it be that a relatively inexperienced 21-year-old president and his 25-year-old masseur turned vice president get this very sensitive $300 million contract? This was on the minds of both Democrats and Republicans on the Hill today, and what they found out was that there are some large loopholes in the contracting rules and regulations that this company, AEY, was able to exploit. And they've been exploiting what had been very loose and ill-defined definitions of what constituted serviceable ammunition. And they'd buy, again, this decades-old ammunition, which commanders in the field later said they really didn't trust. And what they would do is they'd take it out of the metal packaging that it came in, this hermetically sealed packaging that, you know, would at least keep it from degrading, and they dump it into cardboard boxes because it would save weight on the shipping that they'd later have to pay. And of course, you have to fly this stuff into Afghanistan. And so the fear is that these munitions, which were already old, will get even worse over the passage of time.
And presumably by taking them out of the original packaging and putting the munitions in cardboard boxes, you're also hiding the origin of the munitions.
Exactly.
There's something else that you have reported, Eric, about the U.S. ambassador to Albania. Could you bring in his involvement, or at least his alleged involvement?
As part of this investigation that the Henry Waxman's committee did, they have been interviewing people who are involved in this process. And one of the gentlemen they interviewed was a military attaché in the U.S. embassy in Albania, in Tirana, who told the committee that one night last November, the Albanian defense minister pleaded for a meeting with the top U.S. embassy officials, and at that meeting was expressing concern that a reporter from the New York Times, who was going to be visiting AEY's facilities in Albania the next day, was going to turn up corruption. He was going to find things out about the Albanian defense minister that would be embarrassing, if not, you know, criminal-type activity. So what happened was, according to the interview of this military attaché, Major Larry Harrison, Major Harrison said, the Albanian defense minister said, well, let's just get rid of all these boxes with Chinese markings on them, these boxes of Chinese ammunition. So we'll basically clean up the site so that when the report arrives, he won't be able to see anything. And according to Major Harrison, the ambassador went along with this. Now, I have to say that I talked to senior State Department officials yesterday who had spoken to the ambassador. A career Foreign Service officer, and he adamantly denies that he did anything wrong and that He adamantly denies the statements from A.J. Harrison. So there will be an investigation into what exactly went on involving the embassy's role, if any, in this kind of shell game of moving these boxes of Chinese ammunition before my colleague arrived on the scene the next morning.
All right. Well, aside from what is being considered by some a shell game, could it be argued that America's allies, including the government of Afghanistan, need ammunition basically wherever it can be procured from? There is a war on, and perhaps the rules should be bent to meet a greater national strategic goal.
Well, there's no doubt that these countries, like Afghanistan, needs munitions for its soldiers and for its police. What's ironic, though, is that you have many of these countries, in order to join NATO, are destroying tons of this types of munitions. I mean, they're trying to get rid of it in order to meet the guidelines that NATO has imposed. At the hearing today on Capitol Hill, it was revealed that several of these countries, including Bosnia, Bulgaria, and even Albania, have offered to donate these munitions to the United States to supply to the Afghans.
Donate old munitions or new ones?
These old munitions that right now AEY is buying, you know, they're buying it under this contract with the Army and then providing it to the Afghans. You know, they will donate some of these munitions.
So who said no?
Well, at the hearing today, there was an Army general who, when asked this question by one of the lawmakers, said, you know, basically we have to follow the current Army regulations that basically don't allow us to do that right now.
Eric Schmidt covers military affairs for the New York Times. He joined us from Washington. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.